This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
I found a story online on thecut.com about a lesbian wedding which happened up in Harlem and is described as a lesbian wedding in the time of coronavirus.
This was two
women, Riley Jennings and Amanda Wheeler. They were planning to get married, I think it was in October, and then they realized that coronavirus was coming. One of them lost their jobs, which is unfortunately the sort of thing that's happening to many of us at the present time. And they managed to just miss by a few minutes or hours the opportunity to still get married at the town hall downtown in Manhattan. But they had a friend who'd conducted several, who was a marriage celebrant and conducted several marriages over the years. And so they filmed the wedding ceremony with the marriage celebrant at a suitable social distance up on the fourth floor. And they were a good 1.5 meters, or it would probably be in feet, wouldn't it, if it was in the US. So how many feet is 1.5 meters? Something like seven or eight feet.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, so they were 8 feet apart. Let's get the story going. They were 8 feet apart, and they make their vows, and they had a reading from Love in the Time of Cholera, which is by the Colombian writer, was it Gabriel Marcez?
Tell me, Ian, did they kiss?
No, actually.
Oh.
No, they did. They did. They did. They did. Yes. Go back on. Because, of course, I mean, this is a key issue at the present time, is what is happening to intimacy in a time of coronavirus. And I think the current advice is, by the time this goes through, it may have changed yet again, but the current advice is, if you've got a partner in the home, you better keep them.
There you go. Love.
Good advice.
Love conquers all. The story I found is Argentina, another really positive story, where a television station has appointed the first ever transgender news anchor to present their nightly news. It's Diana Zirko. She's 40 years old, a journalist, and she now is the primetime anchor for Televisión Pública, the national broadcasting station in Argentina. She's really hoping that her visible presence will increase highlight the representation of the trans community in Argentina and challenge society. I'm quite sure that there have been a few people who have posted comments about her being there, both positive and negative.
We've covered Argentina before.
Actually been one of the more progressive ones in LGBT rights anyway. I think there's some areas where they're... where they're conservative, but they were one of the earlier adopters of same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And I think they sort of, really what she's saying is that she has been appointed for her skills and her experience as a journalism, her professionalism. So it's not really anything to do with about her gender identity or anything like that.
Great story.
Now, Stefan, you found a story a bit closer to home.
Yes, I'm taking everything back to Australia. And on the ABC last week, a new four-part series aired called First Year. And it's about a transgender girl navigating her first year high school. So I think it's really interesting that ABC has produced a series targeted at young children. Talking about transgender and trans girl, so it's really looking at, you know, being transgender is not a choice, and trying to change the social perception through this. So although it's directed at young children, I think it's probably a good idea for anybody to have a look at that.
It is one of those conversation starter shows, though, because I'm sure there's lots of people who've never, I hadn't really thought about it, but imagine your first day at any school is a bit of a challenge. And if you are also dealing with being a young person who's figuring out where they fit in life, that would be, I mean, this sounds absolutely fascinating. I really commend them for looking into this.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the writer said that this sort of advice, obviously, from young transgender people, their families, and to make it really accurate and really, a good representation. So I think it's a good good initiative.
And I'm sure that it will also get a response from, if only our parliament was meeting at the present time, from some on some sides of politics, and to be happy that the ABC was funding such diverse and inclusive material such as this. And we can't wait to hear from them.
Well, interesting that both the last two stories, both involving trans people, were centred around public broadcasters. So really showing the full diversity of the community that they serve.
There's been a really good, there's a good show on Apple TV as well on looking at the role of television and LGBTIQ activism.
All right, for this week, that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.